The Northern Edge is the largest military training exercise in the state this year. It's more than a week of practice between the U.S. Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, and Army, and involves thousands of personnel and hundreds of aircraft. Military officials say the Joint Pacific-Alaska Range Complex is one of a kind for the training they need to do. They also defended the exercise against criticism that it's harmful to marine mammals and fishing in the Gulf of Alaska. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove was at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson and has more.
Northern Edge 2017 is officially off the ground. One after the other, fighter jets like J-Bear's own F-22 Raptors took off into the sky around Anchorage today to go fight imaginary enemies in the skies over Alaska. Only, the enemies aren't exactly imaginary. Another team of U.S. fighter jets, F-16s with the Red Squad, were lurking out there somewhere after having launched from Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks. They'll be working along with their own support crews and even a team of cyber operatives trying to hack the good guys to help improve warfighting skills that may be needed in the real world.
We need to train like we fight.
That's Colonel Christopher Niemeyer, the commander of the 3rd Wing at J-Bear.
What's unique is the fact that Alaska offers us the opportunity to put this large number of aircraft together in both overland and overwater airspace. You know, you might see a lot of aircraft taking off or arriving here at J-Bear or up there at Eielson Air Force Base, but you're not going to really hear much or see much after that. We're operating in areas either overland or overwater where there aren't a lot of people, and so we look very closely at that. Not just the people, but also the marine mammals and the other people in that environment. And we're pretty confident that we're not really having a significant adverse impact, but we're very sensitive to that.
The Summers for Salmon Coalition disagrees with that. Numerous fishing communities in coastal Alaska passed resolutions asking that Northern Edge be rescheduled for a different time of year, maybe when it has less potential impact for salmon fishing and marine mammal migration. Last month, Senator Lisa Murkowski penned a letter to military commanders asking that the exercise be held in the fall when it comes back to Alaska in 2019. We asked Lieutenant General Kenneth Wilsbach, the senior military officer in Alaska, about how he makes the case for this exercise when asked by people concerned about fishing or marine mammals.
I know that some people feel that there is impact, but when we go to the people that are smartest about the science of the activity, they all tell us, and we're very confident that they're correct, that we're not having an impact on those species. I'll tell you what I think they should be thinking about is they should be hearing the sound of freedom and proud of their service members that are training so that they're as proficient as they can be, so that if they ever are asked to do their mission, they're ready.
As for the impact at J-Bear and Eielson, it means the bases are playing host to thousands more personnel than usual. J-Bear Commander Colonel Dutch Dietrich says that to accommodate them, the hosts have filled nearly every lodging facility they have, and they're keeping the dining facilities open for longer hours.
So it's almost like a whole nother installation being laid down on top of this one. I'm jazzed every morning to drive to work and see all those tails sitting on the flight line, and then throughout the day getting to see them take off.
Northern Edge 2017 continues until May 12th. For Alaska Public Media, in Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.